This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
When we consider the significance of Jerusalem, we need to go back 5,000 years to the time of Abraham. In Genesis 22, God commands Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac on Mount Moriah, which according to Jewish tradition is the future city of Jerusalem. It was also here that God confirmed his covenant with Abraham and promised the land to his descendants. And so Mount Moriah, or Jerusalem, marks the very heart of that eternal covenant that binds the Jewish people to God and to the land of Israel. The name itself, in Hebrew, Yerushalayim, also gives us insight into its significance. The word actually is a combination of two words, Yeru, which means to see or vision, and Shalem, meaning whole or peace. Together you get a vision of peace, or city of peace, as Jerusalem is often referred to. Our capital city has always been central to Jewish life, to poetry, liturgy. Even our synagogues all around the world face in the direction of Jerusalem. And every year we conclude our Passover Seder and Yom Kippur prayers by declaring L'Shana Haba Birushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. This statement gave us hope over the centuries of suffering and exile that someday soon we will worship God and celebrate His sacred holy days in the city of David. And that miraculous day, my friends, is today.
Right now, tens of thousands of children, families, and elderly in Israel are living in shocking poverty. Needy Jews are relying on their Christian friends to help provide life-saving essentials. Find out how you can help by visiting holylandmoments.ca.